This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Well, Chad Daybell has made up his mind. It is goodbye to Lori Vallow Daybell. Not so much a lot of love there anymore. At least that's what appears on the surface. Flipping on her, saying that she's the ringleader of everything. I'm just the innocent husband who, when she said, go kill somebody, I supposed to do? I guess that's kind of the argument that's being made in an attempt to save his life. Interesting one indeed. Here to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. We've obviously been watching this one for a very long time. Are you surprised that Chad has made this move?
I'm not surprised at all. It's pretty much what I would expect from somebody who's psychopathic and narcissistic, speaking of narcissistic. Mm-hmm. And it is anticipated that he's going to do everything to save his skin at this point. And the fate has been cast for Lori. Lori is going to be in prison forever. Lori has lost her marbles. Not that she had it all very well put together in the first place. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me. One can ponder how Lori is taking it. But I think Lori is so loopy at this point. You know, who knows what she's perceiving and thinking? It's probably not a surprise to the lawyers involved.
No, I wanted to get there with that. Since you just mentioned it, we can talk about it. The way that she's taking that news, obviously, you know, we all on the outside think of it one way, like, oh my gosh, she must be really upset and mad and shocked. But that's not really her pattern of behavior. She finds ways to rationalize
everything
mm-hmm. and anything. So if Chad is doing this, I'm guessing in her mind, I mean, my speculation is, oh, he must be a zombie. Maybe the spirit of, who did we have in the other one? Ned something? I always go to, yes, Ned Ryerson, but that was from Groundhog's Day. But Ned something. Like, is she like, well, it's Phil, you know, Jones from down the road. His spirit's in me. I'm wondering how she's rationalizing something like this.
She is very likely rationalizing it in some direction, and it could be the direction that, you know, he's a level 3 on the darkness scale or whatever now. He's possessed. Or it could very well be that she's telling herself, but this is fine because it's all part of God's plan and I'm just accepting it. And I'm, you know, she may still be thinking that she's going to get out someday, because reality testing is not something that is a gift for her at this point. She's so out of reality.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very much wondering what, maybe he needs to do this to save his life. So yes, he'll say whatever he needs to, but I know that's not, who knows? I mean, it's not a winning battle trying to guess what's going on in Lori Vallow's mind.
Other than we can say with certainty that she's not responding to anything the way the rest of us mm-hmm. would be responding.
Does this show us that all along, we were always kind of wondering who's really drinking the Kool-Aid, who's believing this stuff? This admission by Chad Daybell, does this really show us that all along he wasn't really buying his story either? It was all some sort of a ruse to get pretty Lori in his grips?
It's certainly possible. And I think between the two of them, he had, at least to some degree, a better grounding in reality than she apparently does. But, you know, it's hard to say how much is he being, I would think he's being influenced dramatically by his counsel at this point. And it may be that he's just been told, you've got to do this, you've got to go this way. And in his desperation, he's going along with it. But I do think he believed his own BS, you know, for a long time, to actually commit murder of children and to set up the murder of, you know, his ex-wife. I mean, this is just, well, I guess she was still his wife at that point. Yeah, it's really somebody who is perceiving the world very differently from the rest of us. And so to what degree is his thinking psychotic, part of a extreme personality disorder, which would also fit? And sometimes people can get a little psychotic with extreme personality disorders. But yeah, another trial that is going to be very interesting.
Without a doubt, especially with this angle, I think we're going to start to learn a lot more about Lori Vallow than we knew in the past. It also does make me wonder, are we going to see Chad, rather Lori, flipping on Chad? She still has another murder conspiracy trial to face mm-hmm. in Arizona. And the whole time in her previous, it was very much arguing to her own attorneys, don't throw Chad under the bus. She was very upset that they alluded to that in the closing arguments. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if she's going to go down that route, because at this point, there is no defense whatsoever for her.
Yeah, very true. It involves so much strange psychology. You know, it's not just the straight out, we had a reason to kill people, and so we did it for financial gain or whatever. Financial gain was a part of it, but there were all these other layers to it. And has the passion died? Between the two of them.
Well, we haven't seen any romantic text strings lately.
I'd love
to see a sequel too. That was very enjoyable to read. When we're talking optics here, though, for a jury in Chad's case, coming out right now, I mean, this will be presented at trial and saying, look, I don't deserve the death penalty because Lori literally instructed me to do everything that I did. Isn't that right there pretty much saying I did it? And I mean, they walk right up to the line in the filing, not saying that Lori made him kill, but he did what she said, basically. There's nothing that he wouldn't do without her saying. I mean, that to me right now, or right there, is pretty much a shut, closed and shut thing of you just admitted that you did these things and Lori instructed you to. How do you go beyond that now in a defense in court?
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard for him to prove that Lori, as manipulative as she was, had that kind of power. You know, he's clearly not intellectually incapacitated. He's not floridly hallucinating. His intact reality allowed him to function adequately in the world. So it seems, again, sometimes you see these rather bizarre defenses go up. And I think that's because that's all they've got, you know?
Yeah. It'll be continually fascinating to watch new chapters being written all the time in the story.
Yeah.
Just need more of the, what were the names? Elaine and, or whatever, in the text back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It eludes me. I had such an impact on me.
We can go, there are so many weird cases, you know, and we end up talking about a lot of them, but I don't know that anything can ever top the Daybell case. Oh. Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.